Here are today's contestants. A middle school Latin teacher from San Luis Obispo, California, Sarah Weinschenk. A biomedical engineer from Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, Job Graham. And our returning champion, the base commander from Nellis Air Force Base, Las Vegas, Dave Balota, whose 5 days cash winnings total $134,801. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Johnny, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, good to have you with us once again. Dave, it just occurred to me before I walked out that when you get back to the base, you're going to have to pick up the tab for a lot of other officers in the mess, I think. Jove and Sarah, nice to have you here today. Let's go to work. The Jeopardy round. Clues are worth from 200 to 1,000 in these categories today. Starting off with the Spanish Civil War. A little bit of history there. Animal songs. Celebrated on his birthday. Good as gold. Missouri. Hey, the show me state, show in quotation marks. Champ, off you go.
Spanish Civil War for two.
This general eventually won the Civil War, toppling the elected Spanish government. Dave.
Who is Franco?
Yes.
Civil War for four.
These two Axis powers backed and supplied the rebel fascist revolt. Dave.
What are Germany and Italy?
Correct again.
Civil War for six.
Supporters of the government were known as loyalists, or as these, also an American political party. They were known as Republicans. Dave.
Civil War for eight.
The Civil War ended in March of 1939 when fascist forces finally succeeded in taking this city. Dave.
What is Madrid?
Yes.
Civil War for 1,000.
Many areas were indiscriminately bombed and destroyed, like this town, seen in a famous 1937 painting. Joe.
What is Guernica?
Yes.
Let's go animal songs for 200, please.
Elvis Presley, you ain't never caught a rabbit. Sarah.
What is Hound Dog?
That's the song.
Animal songs for 400.
The Beatles. Goo goo gajoo. Jove.
What is a walrus? Yes. I am the walrus.
Yes.
Animal songs for 600.
Elton John. Me and Susie had so much fun holding hands and skimming stones. Jove.
What is Crocodile Rock?
Yes.
Animal songs for 800.
Harry Chapin. Little Boy Blue and the Man in the Moon. When you coming home, Dad? Dave.
What is Cats in the Cradle?
Yes.
Animal songs for 1,000.
The Tokens, whim away, whim away, whim away, whim away. In the jungle, the mighty jungle. Joe.
What is The Lion Sleeps Tonight?
You are right.
Let's go to Good as Gold for 200, please.
Term for the strings of tubular shell beads used by Native Americans in lieu of money. Sarah.
What is wampum?
Wampum, right you are.
Good as Gold for 400.
Dating to the 600s B.C., the first Western coins were made of electrum, an alloy of gold, and 20% this stuff. 20% silver. Sarah, pick.
Good as gold for 600.
The earliest coins of ancient Britain were made of speculum, this alloy containing 20% tin. You don't have any old bronze coins in your closet? Sarah, back to you.
All right, let's do the show me state for 200.
A Vegas chorus line dancer. Sarah.
What is a showgirl?
Right.
Show me state for 400.
A river steamer equipped with a theater and an acting troupe. Joe.
What's a showboat?
Showboat, good for 400, taking you to 3,400 and taking us to our first break. We'll pause and we'll come back, as we always do. Sarah Weinschenk is from San Luis Obispo in California. She's a middle school Latin teacher. I didn't know we still had Latin teachers.
Oh, yes, I teach at a classical academy, and all the middle schoolers are required to take Latin, and we have it at the local high school as well.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Jove Graham from Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. He has, ladies and gentlemen, the most unusual good luck charm any contestant has ever shown up on Jeopardy with. Tell us what you have.
I had my aortic valve replaced with two artificial valves, and
When you were how old?
When I was three, this one went in, and they let me keep it when it came out, and I figured it did me good for 12 years inside my body, so it would bring me some luck outside my body.
Great. Great story. Dave Balote, base commander at Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas. You're married?
I'm married.
Wife's military background? How'd you meet?
We met waiting tables in Virginia Beach, Virginia. She's a Navy brat, and I grew up in Virginia Beach as well. We both waited tables at a restaurant called Blue Pete's back in a little part called Pungo, and the first time I met her, she dropped a pot of steamed clams on my feet.
And the rest is history, as they say. Okay. Jove, you have command of the board and the lead right now. You make a selection, please.
Great. Let's continue with Show Me State for 600.
A minor attraction that is part of a larger one, like at a circus or carnival. Jove?
What's a sideshow?
That's it.
Show Me for 800.
Level term for a series of entertainments presented at a nightclub. Jove?
What's a floor show?
Correct.
And Show Me for 1,000.
Bring Grandma's old piece of junk to this highest-rated PBS TV show and find out if it's really worth $1 million. Dave?
What's the antique show?
No. Sarah?
What is the antique road show?
No. Jove?
What is the antiques road show?
That's it. You left the S off, Sarah. Jove, back to you.
Let's try celebrate it on his birthday for 200.
Cat in the Hat Day, March 2nd. Jove?
Who's Dr. Seuss?
Yes.
Birthday for 400.
Take a Walk on the Moon Day, August 5th. Dave?
Who's Neil Armstrong?
Right.
Birthday for 6.
Answer. Daily double. And Jove has a big lead. You trail him by 4,400.
In 5 games, I haven't gotten to say this. Let's make it a true daily double.
All right, here is the clue. Thesaurus Day, January 18th.
Who is Roger?
Peter Roger. Right you are. You double to 3,200.
Birthday for 8.
Gravity Day, December 25th. Jove.
Who is Isaac Newton?
Right.
And birthday for $1,000.
National Handwriting Day, January 23rd. Sarah.
Who is Palmer?
No. Jove or Dave? Who is John Hancock? Handwriting Day. Jove, back to you.
Let's go to Missouri for 200.
Nyuk, nyuk, nyuk. It's Missouri's U.S. postal abbreviation. Dave.
What is M.I.?
No. Sarah.
What is M.O.?
M.O., Mo, the Three Stooges. Nyuk, nyuk, nyuk. I love doing that. Sarah, back to you.
Missouri for 400.
Check it out. His presidential library is in Independence, Missouri. Jove.
Who is Harry Truman?
Right.
And Missouri for 600.
Here's the scoop. Popularized at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair. It's Missouri's state dessert. Jove.
What is ice cream?
No. Sarah.
What is the ice cream cone?
Ice cream cone. Yes.
Missouri for 800.
The seat of Greene County, Springfield, Missouri, is found in the foothills of these mountains. Dave.
What are the Ozarks?
You are right.
Missouri for 1,000.
This saintly Missouri city was the eastern terminus of the Pony Express. Dave.
What is St. Louis?
No. Jove or Sarah? It was St. Joseph, Missouri. 2 clues left up there, Dave.
Good as gold, 800.
Pecuniary comes from this language's pecu, meaning herd, as livestock were long used as a means of exchange. Sarah?
What is Latin?
Hey, way to go. And the last clue now. Large stone discs were once used as money on the Yap Islands, part of the Federated States of this tiny country. Dave?
What is Micronesia?
Good, that takes you to 3,800. Sarah, you're going first in double jeopardy. When we come back to play that round, following these messages.
Post-captioning sponsored in part by...
Sarah, we're so happy to see you on the plus side. You get to go first in this double jeopardy round. Let's see how fast you can earn money with these categories. The Hall of Fame, followed by the funny man who played, museums, alphabetic homophones, a Roman numeral math category, and you have to give your responses in Roman numerals. Frightening, I know. And finally, Galapagos wildlife, getting up close with some of the most extraordinary and friendly creatures on Earth. All right, Sarah, start us off.
Alphabetic homophones for 400.
In song, it's a drink with jam and bread. Jove.
What is tea?
Correct.
Museums for 400.
This New York City borough's museum created such a sensation that Mayor Giuliani tried to cut off its funding. Sarah.
What is the Brooklyn Museum?
Right.
Alphabetic homophones for 800.
To a TV actor, it's this type of card with the dialogue written on it. Joe.
What's a Q?
Yes.
And alphabetic homophones for 1,200.
A yes vote. Dave.
What's I?
Yes.
Alphabetic 16.
Answer. Daily double. You trail Joe by 2,800.
Let's do it all. 5,000.
All right. Here is the clue. Now prized for cabinet work, this tree's wood was used by British archers in the Middle Ages for longbows.
What is yew?
Yew is right. 10,000 in the lead.
Homophones, 2,000.
It follows tappan in a New York State place name. Sarah.
What is Z?
Z for 2,000 more.
Museums for 800.
State, where you'll find the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture and the International UFO Museum and Research Center. Dave.
What is New Mexico?
Correct.
Museums for 12.
Famed architect Philip Johnson called this man's Bilbao Museum the greatest building of our time. Joe?
Who is Picasso?
No. Dave?
Who is Guggenheim?
No. Who is Frank Gehry? Back to you, Dave.
Museum, 16.
When you visit the Chinese city Hohhot, see cultural relics at the museum devoted to inner this region. Dave?
What is Mongolia?
Yes.
Museums, 2,000.
The National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Great Lakes Science Center are in this state. Dave?
What is Illinois?
No. Joe Versara? What is Ohio? Back to you, Dave. You're still in the lead.
Hall of Fame, 400.
It was during this war against the British that Naval Captain James Lawrence said, don't give up the ship. Joe?
This is the War of 1812.
That's right.
Hall of Fame for 800, please.
More than 1,000 feet long, the USS John F. Kennedy is one of these large ships. Dave?
What's an aircraft carrier?
Correct.
Hall of Fame for 12.
In 1983, the ship called the Rainbow This tried to get evidence of the Soviets making illegal use of whale meat. Dave?
What is Warrior?
Yes.
Hall of Fame for 16.
An ancient province that included Portugal shares its name with this ship, torpedoed in 1915. Joe?
What is Lusitania?
Correct.
Let's go to math for 400, please.
III cubed. Sarah?
What is IX?
No. Dave?
What is XXVII?
Correct. 3 times 3 times 3. Cube, not square. Dave, go again.
Hall of Fame for 2,000.
Made famous in a 1975 John Denver song and in documentaries, it was originally a minesweeper built for the Royal Navy. And that would be Jacques Cousteau's Calypso. Back to you, Dave.
Funny man who played, 400.
The funny man who played God in Oh God. Dave.
Who's George Burns?
Right.
Funny man for 8.
African Prince Akeem in Coming to America. Joe.
Who's Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
Funny man for 1,200.
George Banks, the father of the bride in the 1991 remake. Joe.
Who's Steve Martin?
Yes.
Funny man for 1,600.
Popeye in the 1980 film. Joe.
Who's Robin Williams?
Yes.
And funny man for $2,000.
Chester Lee, a girls' soccer coach in Ladybugs. That was the man who got no respect, Rodney Dangerfield. Joe, back to you.
Let's go back to math for 800, please.
The square root of LXIV. Joe.
What is VIII?
Yes.
Math for 1,200.
VI squared. Joe.
What is XXXVI?
Correct, 36.
Math for 1,600, please.
LII plus XV. Joe.
What is LXXVII?
No. Sarah.
What is LXVII?
Yes, he put one X too many in there. Took it to 70 instead of 60. Back to you, Sarah.
Math for 2,000.
XL times V. Dave.
What is CC?
CC, 40 times 5, giving you 200. Right you are.
Galapagos, 400.
All right, let's go there. Many giant tortoise subspecies in the Galapagos are named for the islands on which they are found. Like these beauties, here on this fertile island whose name is Spanish for Holy Cross. Sarah.
What is Santa Cruz?
Yes.
Galapagos for 800.
The largest animal in the islands lives in a harem. One bull, about 30 cows, and their babies. Now, often mistaken for seals, they have external ears, which means they are these creatures. Dave.
What are sea lions?
Sea lions, yes.
1,200.
One of three varieties found in the Galapagos, the blue-footed type of this bird really stands out against the drab rocks. Joe.
What's a booby?
Booby is right.
And wildlife for 1600, please.
Answer. Daily double. Before you make your wager, we have a change in score to announce, and it goes back to the category museums a little while ago. We made a boo-boo. We said famed architect Philip Johnson called this man's Bilbao Museum. Philip Johnson was referring to fellow architect Frank Gehry, but the museum is called the Guggenheim Museum, and so, Dave, we have to credit you with a correct response, so you pick up 2,400. You now lead with 17,200. So, Jove, as you consider your wager, take that into account.
Okay. I'll wager $4,000, please.
Okay. For the lead, then, back to the Galapagos. Contending with cold water and hot land, the Galapagos penguin is the only species to occur north of this line, the midpoint of the tropics.
What is the equator?
You are right. And now we'll take a look at the last clue. Pay attention. The keel of the breastbone, where strong wing muscles would attach, is reduced on the flightless one of these. With no predators in an isolated environment, it has become earthbound. And that is the flightless cormorant. Cormorant. All right, Jove in the lead by a margin of $600. Final Jeopardy. Category today is this. Historic American. We'll return with a clue after this. The Galapagos sea lion is considered a smaller subspecies of the California sea lion, which is very familiar to all of us as the trained seal of circuses. Fortunately, these guys have been left alone to relax and enjoy their love of play all alone. Today, the estimated population is about 50,000.
The G in GEICO stands for this, the original customer serviced by the insurance company. What is government? GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Before we get into Final Jeopardy, just want to thank Lindblad Expeditions and National Geographic. Thanks to them, we had a marvelous time in the Galapagos Islands, along with the winners of the Jeopardy sweepstakes competition, and you'll be seeing more clues that we recorded there in upcoming weeks. The Final Jeopardy category today is Historic Americans, and here is today's clue. His collection of books suffered disastrous fires at the home called Shadwell in 1770 and at the Library of Congress in 1851. And you have 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Start with Sarah, who had 4,200. Which historic American did you think of? Who was Ben Franklin? Sorry, that's going to cost you 4,000, dropping you down to 200. Over to Dave Belot now, our champion, 17,200 going into final. He said, who was Thomas Jefferson? And that is correct. Remember, he had sold his book collection to the Library of Congress. You add 87.99, that takes you to 25,999. So it's up to Jove. Do we have Thomas Jefferson? We do. Do we have a big enough weight? Oh, boy, we do indeed. A new champion, Joe Graham, 34,401. Congratulations. And Dave, we'll see you in our tournament of champions. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Do you have dry, cracked hands from constant washing, cold weather, and hard work? Try O'Keefe's Working Hands. It's America's number one selling hand cream for guaranteed relief for extremely dry, cracked hands.
Prevagen. Your brain changes as you get older, but Prevagen helps your brain. In clinical trials, Prevagen improved short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Today, strong immunity and better nutrition are essential. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
Our next weathermaker arriving for the final day of the year at 11.
And then a race to vaccinate Americans during this pandemic.
Tonight, a look at the challenges to get the COVID-19 vaccine to those who need it first. New at 11.
Stormwatch 7 weather alert means that
our team of weather experts is on your side, alerting you on all devices.
We will break down not only what the event is, but when the event is.
Giving you the warnings you need to take action.
ABC 7 is on your side with life-saving alerts.
Wake up to a good morning
with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
And Good Morning America.
Getting you ready to start your day.
On your side with an accurate forecast to plan for the day's weather changes.
Stay in the know with the morning's first breaking news.
Plus, get live updates from the ABC 7 Alert Desk.
Across the country and around the world.
Wake up, Washington.
To a good morning.
Right here on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Followed by Good Morning America.
We put the good in your mornings.
The rain in 2020 not done. We'll break down the next weather maker at 11.
It's easy to just cover the news. We work hard to uncover it. Seven on Your Side investigates.
Breaking news about coffee.
It really makes me angry. A company is putting a toxic chemical into a product.
Asking tough questions.
It's a two-week process. We're going on 4 months now.
Why is it taking months to still pay some people?
Digging for answers.
What are consumers getting when they order these products?
A vast majority are getting nothing.
Getting results.
The state handed over thousands of dollars to this family.
We're always happy to help out.
Fighting for you.
We have knocked on the front door and sent emails and made phone calls.
ABC 7 has been on your side for decades and will continue to alert, inform, advocate, and empower you.
Because being on your side is more than just a slogan.
It's who we are. It's what we do. We are 7 on your side.